discussing it.
Okay.
Like I said, are you, can I speak with you? No.
No, not on the phone, no.
Okay, okay.
I just farm next door.
Okay.
Do you have any idea how many people are going to be arrested?
Not at this point, as I said. We're executing a federal search warrant here. We went in, we made entry around 10 o'clock this morning, as many of you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we're inside. The employers, the company has preliminarily been cooperative.
Mm-hmm.
And we are currently going through the facility right now systematically and determining whether or not there are individuals who will be taken into custody. We do not anticipate any criminal arrests today. We anticipate making administrative immigration arrests, that is, arresting individuals who are living and working in the country illegally. But I should underscore that this search warrant is part of an ongoing investigation.
Now, are you looking for specific people?
Yes, we are looking for specific
people. I saw one of the officers had a sheet of papers with mugshots on it.
I can't get into too many details because the search warrant itself is still technically under seal. Because this is a remote area, the search warrant will become a matter of public record once it's formally returned, that is filed back in federal court, which hasn't happened yet because they're here.
Mm-hmm.
But as you'll see, once that warrant, and I can let all of you know once that is formally filed, but there are actual individuals named in that warrant that we are looking for.
How many?
I'm not going to get into that again. The warrant is still under seal.
Can you tell us how many officers are here involved in this?
We don't discuss specifics about personnel because of security reasons, but we have a significant complement of officers on scene. It's special agents and also officers with our detention and removal division. Those are individuals who are responsible for transporting if, in fact, we take people into custody. If we do make administrative immigration arrests, which we anticipate we will, the individuals we take into custody will be taken over to the Coast Guard station, and we've set up actually an area where we'll be interviewing and processing those individuals. All of the individuals who are interviewed will be asked about whether they have any humanitarian issues, whether they have caregiver issues, medical issues, and based on those interviews...
Some people are going to be released based on humanitarian issues.
Absolutely. We anticipate a significant number would be
released. What is a humanitarian issue, exactly?
I just reeled them off. Medical considerations, so caregiver issues, if they're caregivers to minor children, if they have...
They have to pick their kid up at school today.
Exactly, exactly. And that would be the basis for humanitarian release. Now, all of those individuals who are released on humanitarian grounds or released on their own recognizance would be placed in immigration proceedings and would be expected to show up in the future at an actual immigration hearing where an immigration judge would make determinations about their status in this country.
And
we don't actually make those decisions.
Right. Those who are not released, will they continue to be held at the Coast Guard station?
No, no. We would make arrangements to transport them to a facility here in Northern California where we contract for space for immigration cases.
So the county jail?
I don't know if it would be this county jail or another county jail in Northern California. We utilize a network of facilities here in Northern California. Did any of you, like I said, I'm going to be here all day today,
hey, Mike.
All day tomorrow,
okay.
And potentially Friday.
Hold on just a second. Would you be willing to go on the radio right now?
Sure, very briefly.
Okay, Mike, I've got Virginia right here. Virginia, who's the press officer for ICE. Okay? I'm going to hand her my phone.
She makes them look like a friendly organization.
Okay, this is Mike Dronkers on KHUM Radio.
Hi, Mike. This is Virginia. May I help you? Hello? I'm getting a music. Am I on hold?
Yes. Mike? What, Mike? Mike, where are you?
Real quick.
Sure, absolutely. Did I meet you?
Yeah, it's John Osborne.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. Forgive me. I sort of climbed into the horde.
Does this have anything to do with records that were seen?
Mike, I just handed my phone to Virginia, and she listened to some music. And here she's now talking to another reporter for a minute. I'm going to hand the phone to her.
All right, bear with me, folks. I can usually do about two things at once. I don't know about three or four. Hey, Mike. My last name is Kite, like ice with a K. I'm a spokeswoman for U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. That's correct. Well, again, I'm not going to be able to say too much at this juncture because, again, we're in the very preliminary stages of executing a federal search warrant here at the Sun Valley Group. Our agents made entry at about 10 o'clock this morning. We anticipate they'll be here at the premises probably until early this afternoon. Again, we are executing this warrant as part of an ongoing investigation by ICE. We anticipate we will likely take a number of individuals into custody on the premises on administrative immigration violations, that is, individuals who are living and working illegally in the United States. Any individuals who are taken into custody, Mike, will be transported to the Coast Guard station in McKinleyville, where they'll be interviewed and processed, and based on those interviews, we'll make determinations about potential humanitarian releases. I don't have any preliminary information about the number of individuals who are in custody at this time. As I said, our agents are still on the premises and still in the process of working with company officials to determine whether anyone will be actually physically taken into custody. That's exactly what I said. Again, one of the things that we do if we identify someone who's potentially here in violation of immigration law, we will interview them to determine whether or not there are any humanitarian considerations in each individual case. That could include medical conditions. It could include issues related to being the sole caregiver to a minor child or to an elderly individual or relative. It could also involve health issues of their own.
We need someone who's not a government person to talk. Making it sound all nice and friendly.
No, that's not another way of saying that. What we will do, if someone is identified as being in the country illegally, we will essentially place them in deportation proceedings. But ICE does not make determinations about whether or not someone is or is not deportable. That determination would be made by an immigration judge. We don't discuss the number of agents who are involved in an enforcement action for security purposes or reason. I will tell you we have a significant complement of agents and detention and removal personnel who are conducting this operation. Again, we brought in enough officers to ensure the safety of our personnel and, of course, the safety of individuals we interact with.
Like 100.
Again, we are executing a federal search warrant here at the Sun Valley Group as part of an ongoing ICE investigation. Again, a lot depends on how the operation proceeds. As you probably know, since you're a local person, this is a very large facility. And again, we are working with the employers now to complete our search of the facility. I'm hopeful I'll have further information by mid to late afternoon, and I will definitely get back to everybody. Things have gone very, very smoothly so far. The employer has been cooperative. I believe one agent may have suffered a minor knee injury, but again, it's gone very smoothly. I'm here at the front gate with many of your colleagues. The scene appears to be very calm, very orderly. Except for the reporters who are completely out of control. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. We did receive air support from U.S. Customs and Border Protection.
Okay. Yeah, that plane right there.
I believe it's fixed wing. You'll have. I believe it was a fixed wing. Not at this time. I think you've got everything I've got. I'll let Bob know that you expressed your gratitude, and he said he'll send you the bill.
Hey, Mike? Okay, quick update. We've seen three people arrested already. So anything that she said about she doesn't know whether anybody will be arrested is, well, that's stretching a little bit. We've witnessed three people handcuffed and put into vehicles and taken away. Well, we're confined to the area outside the gate, so we can't really see what's going on inside. It is circling around us, and I don't know, it's so far away, I don't know what's good at it. It's impossible for me to know how many. I'm told that there were literally dozens of cars parked along this road earlier today. That's from somebody who lives here, across the street from the old farm.
Well, again, we're not saying too much about the details other than the investigation.
All right. Bye.
They're like, here.
They're like arresting people.
School. Oh. So temporary hires had to go back to school.